Get ready to rock radio, music you want to hear.
Listeners will find hints of the Nightwish style, but not there's not much on the album. As you say, you've consciously made that decision to move away from that sort of style. Would you say that the album represents more of who you are as a rounded performer? I mean, I would say there's a good comparison here, Annette, with Liv Christina from Leaves Eyes. I don't know whether you're aware of her solo albums, but they're very different from what she does with the band.
I think when you are in a band, as I was when I started doing my album, and you want to do something on your own, it would be quite stupid, I think, to compete with your own band. So I think it's also natural that you go totally different direction. And also I think when you're in a band, either you do music and the songs together in the band, writing them together, or someone in the band is doing the songs for you. And in my case, of course, it was Thomas doing the song for me in his style and how he wanted it to sound. And therefore, I was more like an instrument in the band for that purpose. Now when I do my own songs, of course, they are coming from me in a different way. And the things that how I like to sing, if I say so. So, of course, that's maybe why it's very different. And maybe Liv Christine has the same thing, that in the band she makes one thing because she makes songs with others or something. And then when she's solo, she can do totally her own thing. So that is how it is for me, that this is more Annette. And in the band it was more Nightwish then.
I mean, what would you say about the current sort of situation with symphonic rock stroke metal? Because I mean, I opened up with that proposition to you, really, that maybe this was the best career move that you could have made, you know, leaving Nightwish. It is almost a straitjacket, isn't it? It's a certain style. You've inherited the sort of Targer thing, really, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's what we call typecasting, puts you in a bit of a certain style, which maybe you find it hard to break out of.
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean, I could have played it really safe and in a way try to imitate the band's style and just continue sounding like I did in a way. But that's not how I feel. And I think it's better to just break away. And as you said, also I think people who listen to symphonic metal, it's not all the listeners out there. I think it's, you know, a following, as we talked about before, that do listen to it. And I think if you want to have more fans and have a wider perspective and be a bit more commercial, you should maybe try and break free from that in a way. Because like here in Sweden, they don't play symphonic metal. If it's like Nightwish isn't played here. I've heard myself on radio maybe once. So and that was Amaranth, which was more a bit poppier. So here in Sweden, for instance, I can't talk about all the countries, but here it's more the pop rock thing that is played. So it's also how you want to be as an artist, if you want to be a big seller of albums or what you want to do, I think.